193. We're getting there. You can email Radio Survivor. We'd love to talk with you about anything you've heard today. If you have any questions or
this is James Butler of Sex Clock 5, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Ruby's Hotel and Restaurant in Freehold, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Natasha Vaughn reports in Columbia Green Media that the new uptick in COVID-19 cases continues with 11 workers at a fruit farm near Hudson, latest positive cases reported locally. In all, Columbia County reported one new case October 6, with 14 total. Greene County announced three new cases on October 6, with 26 current active cases, most from last week. In schools locally, a student in Hudson, a teacher in Chatham, and someone related to the sixth grade in the Greenville school have had positive tests recently. In Rensselaer County, October 6, a classroom of Van Rensselaer Elementary School students and staff members is under quarantine for 2 weeks after it was announced that someone tested positive there for COVID-19, according to the Rensselaer School District. Columbia County is doling out $42 flu shots from 9 to 11 a.m. October 8th at Palatine Park in Germantown from 9 to 11 a.m. October 17th at Ichabod Crane School in Valencia and at 10 a.m. to noon October 22nd at New Lebanon Town Hall. Pre-registration is required for a vaccination and can be done online at the County Board of Health website or by calling 518-828-3358, extension 1310. Leave your name and phone number, and a staff member will contact you to complete the registration. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. John Campbell is reporting for the Poughkeepsie Journal that travelers from 35 states and territories will be directed to quarantine upon entering New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut after the list the three states share was updated late October 6. New Mexico was the only state added to the quarantine list this week. No states were removed from the list, which is calculated weekly by New York on behalf of its neighboring states. New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut first issued a joint advisory in late June, directing travelers from states with moderate to high outbreak COVID-19 to self-quarantine for 14 days upon arrival. New York requires air travelers to fill out a contact tracing form before leaving the airport of their arrival. Those who are only passing through an affected state for less than 24 hours are not required to quarantine in New York and New Jersey. The full list of states and territories subject to New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut's travel advisory is available at PoughkeepsieJournal.com. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Those living near the site of a proposed wedding and event venue on State Route 385 and Adams Road in Coxsackie are not happy. Russell Barnes and Beth Mickle submitted a plan to use the property, known as The Grange, to host weddings under a temporary tent. The property includes 79 acres of farmland with a historic brick farmhouse and outbuilding. Structures will not be demolished, Barnes said. The events would take place under a large tent with portable toilets brought in, with catered food brought in. Planning Board Chairman William Whitbeck said the area is zoned rural residential, noting that under town zoning codes, wedding venues are permitted. Barnes said if approved, the venue would host 10 to 12 weddings a year with 100 to 150 people in attendance at each event. Residents are voicing concerns about noise and music levels during weddings, the number of cars that will be parked on the property, and a gravel road built to accommodate golf carts to ferry drivers from their cars to the wedding and back again at the event's conclusion. Barnes said he is willing to work with neighbors to come to an accord. He said, and I quote, "We are not a faceless corporation. We bought this property with a different intention, and those intentions change. We are now looking at ways to make this property financially viable," end quote. He declined to specify the original intended use for the property. The farmhouse is currently listed on Airbnb at a rate of $345 per night. The public hearing was kept open and will resume at the November 5th Planning Board meeting. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Wendy Libertore is reporting for the Times Union. State police said a mother whose 21-month-old baby boy was found unresponsive last June was arrested October 6th and charged with that baby's death. State Police Public Information Officer Trooper A.J. Hicks said Cerise M. Stewart, 30, was charged with second-degree manslaughter for recklessly causing the death of the child. The child was pronounced dead on June 23rd at Columbia Memorial Hospital after police and EMS responded to 10 Broick Lane in Greenport. Police said the subsequent investigation found that Stewart was responsible for the boy's death. Police provided no further details. Stewart is scheduled to appear in Columbia County Court at 9:30 a.m. Thursday, October 8th. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Wednesday, October 7th. An interesting day on the way, starting out at 52 degrees and calm. As the day goes on, temperatures rise, reaching 68 degrees this afternoon. By 11 a.m., rain will enter the area. It will get stronger after 12, which is when the wind gusts enter the region. Reaching 35 miles per hour, it will sway some trees and leave some branches on the ground. After dark, winds begin to decrease. Rain stops and temperatures slide downward, reaching 46 degrees at dawn tomorrow. Conditions for tomorrow will be cool and dry with a high of 59. Thursday and Friday will be dry and warmer than the beginning of the week. The next high tides will be at 7 a.m. and 6:45 p.m. The next low tides will be at 12:47 p.m. and tomorrow at 1:56 a.m. Water temperature will be 65 degrees. Sunset today will be at 6:05 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:59 a.m. Looking way up, we see Earth is passing through a stream of debris from Comet 21P Giacobini-Zinner, source of the notoriously unpredictable Draconid meteor shower. Tonight, about 10 meters per minute would normally be visible. Unfortunately, cloud conditions will be getting in the way for the northeast region. Solar wind speed is currently 334 kilometers per second at 14.2 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 1. Quiet. There have been 11 days since the last sunspot. And this has been the better weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate, who asks that you please help out here at WGXE during our fall pledge drive. This is Essential Radio, and if you're listening to me, hopefully you agree. So please head on over to WGXE.org and click on Donate.
You're tuned to WGXC FM, WGXC Catskill, Acre, Hudson, community radio for open ears. We're in the middle of a fund drive, and we're really thrilled if you would support us. Send your contributions to go to WGXC.org, and there's links there to put some, drop some money in our hat, move our thermometer up.
You are now tuned in to the Drive Time Radio Show on WGXC 90.7 FM, Hudson Acre, Catskill. My name is Big Vern. Eddie, I'm coming to you first. Can you please do me a favor?
Yes, sir.
Quickly, so I could send the link to the Honorable Slay Diddy. I didn't send it to him. It was my bad. So just take over while I send that link and talk about whatever you want to talk about until I get back.
No problem, brother. Hey, definitely welcome everybody to the show. As you said, my name is Ed Mack, checking in from North Carolina down here, Dirty South, always showing that love up north to HUD City and the surrounding areas. Also on the set, we have two of our favorite ladies who are always coming on every week and doing their thing. Would you care to introduce yourselves? All right, Dia, this is where you step up and you say, look, this is Dia on the check-in. Like, no, come on, let's go. Make it happen.
Hi, everybody. It's India, a.k.a. Dia.
Yo, really? Really?
Yeah, so she did that? Yo, no, bro, you go do your thing. I got her. Go ahead, Dia.
At work, during this horrible storm, if you know me and if you don't, I hate storms. So I'm sitting in the dark on the radio. Oh,
yo, who kidnapped your kitten? Yo, why she sound like that? This is like,
I don't know
what's going on right now.
Don't come for me, Ed. Don't come for me.
You were so happy a minute ago. what happened?
Thunder happened. A big thunder.
Oh, you don't like thunder?
Man, okay. I'm back. That's no damn excuse. That is, all right.
No, hold on. We got your J-Mac getting in here. Because this is where I get smooth right now. So, Sister J-Mac, if you wouldn't mind getting on and letting us know a little bit about yourself and how you're checking in this week.
Hello, everybody. My name is Janessa, a.k.a. Nessa, a.k.a. J-Mac. Checking in from HUD City. You already know. Happy to be here.
You forgot a.k.a. Thundercat. You already tried to run down me earlier before we...
a.k.a. Thundercat.
J-Mac is a problem, man. Believe me. All right, so we have a great show for you. Hey, Mac, you did introduce yourself. My bad. The Honorable will be here in a second, but we are still in the middle of our Essential Radio Pledge Drive, which helps programs like ours stays on the air. And Mac, you had a great idea last week. You and I were talking. Yeah. You had a great idea. You want to share that with the people that's listening?
Yeah, definitely, brother. This is what we're asking everybody to do, because we understand what you know, the time and the era in which we're in right now, and things are hard for everybody. But one thing that we always have to keep in mind is that when we have something that is a benefit to not only ourselves, but our community as well, we have to dig deep and figure out a way to support that. So what we're asking right now for all of our Drive Time listeners, everybody who tunes in every week, you know, all the 77,000 plus, if we can get everybody who listens to the Drive Time Radio Show on WGXC every single week to just tune in this week, reach into your hearts and into your pockets and send us $3. That's it. $3. Can we do $3, Big V?
$3.
That's it. I think that's cool. I think that's fair. I don't know. J-Mac, do you think that's too much?
No, I think that's perfect.
That's perfect? Yeah, let's go with that. $3. That's all we need is all our people out there, everybody who's always, you know, tuning in, supporting us, rocking out on Facebook and Instagram and other social media platforms. Just holler at your people. $3. You got $3. Everybody hopefully got $3.
If you don't, you can do $1 a day.
That's what I'm saying. Look, come on. Let's make this happen. We have got to support community radio. It's too important. It's too important, Big V.
I want to make an announcement. The Honorable Slay Diddy just told me that he is going to donate $33 because he's a big three. $33.
Ooh.
And he said something about getting everybody Apple Music. Now, I don't know what that means, but Apple Music, that's what he said.
I don't know what's being said right now, but I don't like it.
It's good.
I was waiting to load up.
Do your disclaimer, and then we're going to go right into what we're doing.
Yeah, the thoughts and views of myself as Kamal Johnston, mayor of the city of Hudson, are that of my own and are no way in affiliation with WGXC.
So I was telling the people, you know, Ed made this great pitch to everyone that listens to the Drive Time Radio show because we're in the middle of the Essential Radio Pledge Drive. Mm-hmm. And that if you're listening and you support us, donate $3. And I said, well, the Honorable, he's more than the $3 guy. He gonna donate $33. And you're giving out free subscriptions to Apple Music. Because you know. Can,
see, the thing about that is, the way my checking and savings is set up. And also, I can't give out gifts because I'm an elected official.
You can't give out gifts?
No, I can't do it. I'm elected official. I can't give out stuff.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay.
It can be seen as bad, but this just in, I just heard that Vern will be doubling up on that promise, and he will be, you know, not only giving you guys free Apple Music for 1 year, but he's throwing in 2 years of Apple Music. So definitely donate.
I don't have Apple Music, so that's I'm a Android guy.
Look at him, what a guy. He doesn't even have it. He's willing to give it out.
Hey, Slay. Say, I respect the fact that as an elected official, you do have certain limitations, but I think I got a workaround for you.
Okay.
How about if 33 of Slay's supporters, if you support the mayor of Hudson, 33 people can step up and donate $3 on your mayor's behalf. How about that?
Mm-hmm. That'd be dope.
That'd be dope, right? And all they have to do is either go to wgxc.org/donate or call the station at 518-697-7400 and just tell them, Mayor Kamal Johnson sent you.
That's it. All you got to do.
He said, Jamal. They don't have to do it. So what I want to do, because I do want to push this pledge drive heavy. Slay, we've been doing this for a long time. I really want to put to it. So I want to go around. I want to start with India, and I just want to just give me like one of your favorite WGXC moments, whether it was Drive Time, whether it was whatever shows that you listen to, but your favorite WGXC moments.
My favorite WGXC moment was when it was Barbershop Talk and you guys did the Mother's Day show.
Oh. Yeah, that was.
And you used the little, I don't know what it's called, the Zoom? No, it's not Zoom.
No, we used the microphone. I know you're talking about.
Yeah, and went around and, you know, had different people give shout outs to their mom. And then I remember that Lego did the rap for his mom.
Oh yeah, that was another one. Yep.
Yeah. So, was dope.
That was dope. So we could talk about that briefly. What happened was, I got to tell you, this was back before Kamal was the mayor, and Kamal was on the street team. All those audios that you heard, Slay actually was on the block, beating the block, getting all those audios, and he got all those recordings and brought them back to me. And then I put them together. But Slay was on the block. Nuna was on there. Shout out to Nuna. Slay, you did it.
Everybody. I was running down on everybody.
And Mac, I mean, Slay was up there like a frontline reporter, bro.
I was a real reporter.
That's what's up. But that's also, I heard how you earned that last name, Diddy, though.
Life after politics.
That was dope.
Getting this hustle on. That's awesome.
J-Mac, favorite moment of WGXE? If you have more than one, please share.
Let's see. My favorite moment. Mm.
Tory Lanez was on and we interviewed him?
No, let's see. I think my favorite moment was when I don't know. I used to love when Mike would always call in. Those used to be my favorite moments because it would always be the same thing.
Mad random.
But I miss the old studio. I miss the old studio a lot.
Okay.
But I can't pick a favorite moment.
When you got your own show, when we had you on the show and then you interned for us to get your own show.
I mean, obviously, but like, that's what I'm saying. I can't pick a favorite.
Well, I mean, just pick some so we could talk to the people so they know we donating to WGXC so we could continue to be on the air.
Yeah, of course. So yeah, I did get my own show, Slapper Reality. That was one of my favorite moments, like just being in the studio and being able to, you know, have the ability to create my own type of show. So like, donating is what keeps us there, what keeps our creativity alive, and being able to, you know, be the voice of the community, really, and just, you know, spread positivity and